When you take a shower, wash the dishes, or do just about anything else that might require a drain, where does all that material go? Every flush in the Moab Valley now makes its way through the sewer system to a brand new, state-of-the-art wastewater reclamation facility.
There's no argument. It's one of the best in the state already, and it's only 4 months old, you know.
Chief Operator Greg Fossey, he took me on a tour of the new place.
All the brains of the whole plant are right in here. This runs all the equipment.
The new reclamation facility sits half a mile from the Colorado River, right across the street from where the old sewer plant used to be. But officials agree that the new reclamation facility is unlike the old sewer plant in many ways. State and federal officials often found the 1959 facility in violation of its permits. 2 years ago, a group of engineers studying the issue said that Moab simply had too much material coming in for the 60-year-old plant to handle. That means treated wastewater going out of the old plant and into the Colorado River often did not meet compliance standards.
If we're stealing oxygen from the river because we're dumping organic solids in there that are chewing up oxygen in the river, we're actually hurting the river. We have recorded one number in 4 months that showed any oxygen demand, and it was like 5.6. The lab considers less than 5.00 oxygen demand, none detected. So in other words, we're putting no oxygen demand on the river now.
A new facility, of course, costs money, and Moab City received a loan from the Utah Department of Environmental Quality to fund the $14.5 million facility. City reps say that loan will be repaid using impact and sewer fees. Both will rise over a period of 5 years to pay it off. City officials say it's well worth the cost to have a functioning facility, one that they say will last decades into the future.
Can I get a countdown?
Yeah. Earlier this month, about 50 people, from curious neighbors to engineers, city leaders, and even a group of sixth graders, gathered at the new facility to celebrate with a ribbon cutting.
3, 2, 1,
cut! Fossey expects the new reclamation facility to handle any new growth in the valley, plus increases in tourism. He has confidence in the facility's bacteria and his ability to manipulate them.
They basically refer to operators of plants like this as bug farmers. We have to keep the bugs happy, or they die.
Although the technology might be new when it comes to this particular facility, Fossey said the basic concept of waste treatment still comes down to bacteria. With a new facility, Fossey now has total control over those bugs, as he says. He can manipulate giant blowers to move air through the treatment system and stimulate a process called aerobic digestion.
Okay. Now some blowers are starting. It's a little bit loud.
In the middle of winter, aerobic digestion will slow down due to cooling water temperatures. But there's also not a lot of visitors to Moab right now, meaning not a lot of, well, material to process.
What happens too this time of year, as the water cools, the bugs have a tendency to get a little lazy. They're not as hungry. So it is kind of a blessing in disguise in this area that the tourists leave for a couple months, because that's what taxed the old plant.
When it's the spring and summer, sewer drains can get pretty busy in the Moab Valley. There are only about 10,000 permanent residents in Grand County, but officials record millions of people visit nearby national parks every year. Fossey doesn't actually need to leave the facility to know if it's busy in town.
I can tell by the flow. All I have to do is look at the flow meter and the flow graph, and basically it's gotten to a point where it's packed for 9 months out of the year, and that's a given.
It will likely take a full year of running the new facility to understand just how it performs during a change in the seasons, meaning both weather and tourism. Fossey said the true test of its performance will come during one of Moab's busiest weeks of the year, when all 3,000-plus rooms are booked in the valley.
Division of Water Quality is holding out judgment on this plant until they see how it handles Jeep Safari. And there's not a doubt in my mind that there will be no problem. There will be no problem at all. All I have to do is just give it some more air, you know, and let the bugs just have at it, though.